Can you imagine, can you even conceive, when the bride is won, what will it be? No more division, no sex, no factions, just love for all the brethren, one people, one body, acting as one. Could it ever really be? Why can't they see? What if everyone you see is sister or brother and glad to be? What if peace were to reign? It'd be the end of all pain. When the bride is won, then all the battles are won. Oh, if only it were today. If only they say enough is enough. We don't have to be right. It's enough that we're one. We don't want to fight. Could it ever really be? Why can't they see? Do we really long for this long to be? As if any of us really know, as if we don't see darkly, we're all wrong about something, but at least we have that in common. Why not agree that we can be one on that point that we are ants, then hit our knees and repent? Oh, when will it happen? Jesus longed for it. Give up our mind and take his inside, to obey his will and set ours aside. There's no other way to be one. It must be him and us and through us. Then we'll have one.
Until then we are defeated. We are enslaved. We are captive to sin and self-ensnared. We are hypocrites pretending and using his name. When we don't care what his last prayer contained, his dying wish was for us to be one. The best proof to the world that he was the one. Why do we chase anything else? Buildings and programs and miracles, gifts and wealth and nonsense. And yet we march on, glorifying and praising it all, as if any of it was an answer to his prayers.
Whoa, whoa. Please fix it yourself.